Hallelujah. Are you excited? Well, I believe that this afternoon we are blessed. We have our own prophet, Father, presiding bishop, to speak to us. Yesterday he was here with us. Today he is here again. And I believe that we must just open our hearts and receive our prophet as he speaks powerful words that will change our lives. Are you ready to receive? Why don't you stand to your feet? Let's put our hands together as we welcome our Father, Prophet Bishop Dagiwad Mills.
Hallelujah. 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 Father, thank you for the blessing of this moment. We are grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I want to continue on the theme of the visions of God. Proverbs 29 verse 18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Amen. Perish means go down, don't do well, diminish, reduce, become poor, have difficulties, go into darkness, things are not working, we are not happy anymore, insignificant, unhappy, no progress, sadness, difficulty is perishing. Do you agree with the English definition? Where there is no vision. So, the question is, what then is the vision that will make us not perish? And it continues. It says, but means that it's definitely part of the original statement. Do you see? But means that it's part of the where there is no vision. Okay, so, but he that keepeth the law, which is the opposite, therefore, of having no vision. The opposite of having no vision is the opposite of having a vision. Is the opposite of not having a vision. The opposite of not having the law is having a vision, is not keeping the law. Yes. It's a bit like maths. Not having a vision is not keeping the law. And when you keep the law, happy is he. So, this is all your life's quest. Your life's ambition. You see, having an ambition is different from having a vision, having God's vision. I have an ambition, or have ambitions of becoming this, of doing this, of becoming a president, of becoming whatever. But I'm not talking about having human ambitions. I'm talking about the visions of God. What God plans and purposes for your life and my life, and for us as individuals, and for us as a church. That is what we must keep, the law of God for us. And if you are struggling to find what the law is, let me help you. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. It's quite simple. Don't complicate things. Your prophetic ministry cannot change these scriptures. Go into the world and preach the gospel. Will always make you a happy man. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. These are very safe to assume that God has this vision for us. And I want us all to have that deep in our heart. Now, Ezekiel 40, verse 1. Notice, it says, in the 25th year in the captivity, in the day of the 40th year was smitten, the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me hither. Then verse 2. Then in the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain. You see, this is what God is doing. He's always bringing us in his visions to a very high place, by which was as a frame of a city on the south. Verse 3. And he brought me thither, and there was a man, his appearance was like brass. And verse 4. I want you to see something in verse 4. And the man said unto me, son of man, behold with your eyes and hear with your ears. Because sometimes you must both hear and see. And then set thine heart on all that I shall show thee. Okay. Now, I want to emphasize this. That don't just do something because they say you should do it. But set your heart on it. Amen. I will tell you a story. You may have heard me say it, but I don't mind saying it again. One day there was a big quarrel. It's a true story. Between a husband and his wife. All right? So they came to the elders of the family, and there were so many of them there. And in the end, they felt that the wife was the one who was wrong in her behavior. So they asked her to apologize to her husband. Okay? So this was after a long heat. I think they were guns. I'm not sure. I think they were guns. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Yes, I think they were guns. But it's a true story. So they formed a big round circle, and they asked the lady to apologize. So she started going around. She has to say sorry to all of them. And then she came to the husband, where she was supposed to say sorry for whatever. So when she got to the husband, she turned around and she said, "Mina can't care." No, I think they were guns. They must have been guns, because it was so guns. They were guns. They were guns. Mean I can't care. Which is, what did they say I should say? What did they say I should say? So, you can see that the lady did not set her heart on what she was being asked to say sorry for. So when she got there, she couldn't even remember. So she had to turn around and say, "Me na ken ke." They were guns. You remember? Yeah. Bishop Saki, were you there when we heard that story?
I was right there.
The sentence is a gun sentence. And it was in a gun house that we were told this story. So, it's not a matter of, what did they say I should do? They said I should win souls. Hey, are you a soul? Okay, I'm winning you. Look. They say I should win souls. Are you a soul? Excuse me, are you a soul? I want to win you. You see that it's not in your heart. The pastor said, I should win you. So I am saying, son of man, set your heart upon the visions of God. And I tell you, when it's from your heart, you can see that. Amen. Everything else changes about you because it's coming from inside. Nobody is pushing something on you. And I'll tell you something. No other thing will satisfy you in this life except the visions of God. Amen. The visions of God. Now, look at, I want you to pay attention because I'm not going to speak for long. Look at Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Let's start reading from verse 1. Beautiful. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. This one, everybody knows it, isn't it? Beautiful. Make a joyful noise. Now, notice this one. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. So, God doesn't just want you to serve him, but he wants you to serve him happily. With gladness. Gladness. Like you are really happy to be around. It's not that you've been dragged like a fish out of the water. You've been dragged with a hook to come around. Serve the Lord with gladness. One day, a brother said to me, he was crying because his marriage was breaking up and his life was being destroyed. And his, you know, his whole marriage was spoiled and all that. But he described, and I won't bother to describe, but he described how his wife behaved at home. The things that he wanted, she would do, but not gladly. Not gladly. What are the things that a man would need? Love. No, love. Attention. Respect. Friendship. Pamper us more. And what else? Initiate. Initiate sex. Present yourself. Present the food. Something small for the boys. Something small for the boys. But she would present and do everything, but not gladly. Then he said to me, I can picture her lying naked on the bed with an angry face. This is what he told me. No, I'm sharing with you. I'm sharing with you. Somebody was crying. Somebody was crying. He was crying as he was talking. I can picture her with the face. You see, that's why God says, don't just serve me, but serve the Lord with gladness. Yes. And come before his presence with singing. Beautiful. Verse 3. Now, this is very important. Know ye, those of you who have ambitions for life. He says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. God is God. And it is he that has made us. Not we ourselves. You see, how can you have any vision or idea for your life when God himself is the one who has made us and not we ourselves? Now, take any object which has been manufactured. Do you not agree with me that it's the manufacturer who knows what the thing is for? Eh? And no one else will know what it is for except the one who made it. When you see some gadgets we've bought and we own, most of the things we don't even know how to use them. The phones and the keyboards and all these things, you are using probably 10% of your things. The manufacturers you'll be surprised to know the things your things can do and what they are made for. And we don't use them how they are supposed to be used or what they are meant to be used for. So God made us for a purpose. And I tell you, unless it is used for the exact purpose for which it was made, you never have a certain kind of joy and a certain kind of happiness. Yes. Now, take a car. A car was meant to drive on a road, not to go through water. It's not meant to float. If you try floating, swimming, it wasn't made for that. And it will sink. It will not swim. It will not float. Because it was meant for driving on a road. So you were made for something. Maybe you were made. You see, when you make a ship, do you know that ships are made out of metal? Very heavy metal. But it was made in such a way that it floats. You can't even understand why it's floating. Because it is so heavy. Made of steel. Very, very, very. Even the engine and the steel structure, it has lifts and floors and houses and rooms, restaurants, 10 floors, 11 floors, 12 floors in a ship. And it will never go down. But it cannot also drive on the N1. It cannot drive on the road in Accra. It cannot drive on Tema Motorway. Even though it can go on the ocean. It cannot drive. Because it was made to go on the oceans. Yes. Take an aeroplane. So heavy. It was meant to fly, only fly. The place where it drives is very short. It's given only a short place for driving. But it's mostly supposed to be in the air. You cannot take an aeroplane and drive in an aeroplane from Kaneshi to Malam in an aeroplane. It is not meant for that. You are coming from Mountain of the Lord, so you are taking Boeing 747. Oh, you want to come quickly from Spintex Road to the Cadet, so you are taking Boeing 737. So you notice what the Bible says, that it is He that has made us and not we ourselves. He made us. He made us. And not we ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, it is very, very important that you will find the purpose for which God set you up and brought you into this world. I am trained as a medical doctor, but the medical part of me is just a small part. The real purpose for God raising me up or allowing me to be born and not dying. My mother told me, I've been to the emergency room as a child many times. I didn't know. It was when I grew up, she told me. I could have died so many times, but I didn't die. I could have died in a plane twice. I've had near collisions in a plane twice. Yes, at Kotoka and at Heathrow, where the plane was almost landing and we were about to collide with something and the plane took off. At top, we were almost on the ground and the pilot took a last-minute decision to go back. I've been in a plane twice. I've been on a plane that was struck by lightning once. I've somersaulted in cars. And God has preserved me. Is it to be sharing chloroquine and Panadol? I have to follow the visions of God. And the reason why he has allowed me, look at Psalm 100 verse 3. Beautiful. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people. We are his people. We are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. So we are sheep, and we must follow the shepherd and follow what he's saying. So, you see, many times God has put in my heart, build a church, do his work over the years, and he's still burning in my heart to build churches in the capital cities of the African nations. Yes. He has put it in my heart to pray, to plant the churches. And not only in the capital cities, but many of the cities of the African nations. For now, African nations. Yes. Beautiful. These are the visions of God. And I'm setting my heart on it. And I'm following the vision. And I'm asking all of us to follow the vision, and we'll be happy. We'll be happy. If you like, leave it and see whether you'll be happy. You know something about a curse? A curse is a wild thing, you know? Like whether it's from the left, from the right, from up, from down, it always ends up in the same way. I just came from Addis Ababa. You see, they pride themselves in Ethiopia that they were never colonized. And they don't allow any foreign bank. They say if we allow a bank to come here, it will wipe out our local banks. So we do not want any foreign bank. They don't have foreign businesses, foreign bank, KFC, all those things. No. But whether they were colonized or they were not colonized by Britain, by France, by Portugal, the picture of Africa, it's the same. When you close your eyes and you open your eyes, you say that I'm in Bubuashi, I'm in Nima, I'm here, I'm there, I'm here. It's the same. Whether it comes by colonization or by independence or by revolution or whatever, it comes to the same picture. That's how curses are. And so what I'm trying to point out to you is that if you want to be happy, keep the law of God, because you cannot escape the reality that you were manufactured for a purpose. And the purpose is God's will for your life and for my life. And we have to stick to it. Amen. Hallelujah. So I prophesy that you will be a happy man. I say you'll be a happy man. A happy woman. As you give yourself to building the church of God and following the visions of God for your life. Hallelujah. Now, sit down for a moment. Otherwise, you fly. And you need to stay on the ground. Shabakabaya and Alaba. Now, Deuteronomy 28. Look at verse 46. And then we look at verse 47. Deuteronomy 28. And they shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder. You see, this is for not obeying God. Curses will be on you for a sign. It's like a sign and a wonder. Yeah, and upon thy seed forever. So there are children that are struggling because of their parents, and their parents not doing the will of God, not fulfilling the law of God, the visions of God. Verse 47, beautiful. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness. Notice that, you see, it's not just serving, but because you wouldn't serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. Huh? For the abundance of all things. So I want you to change your life's vision in this mountain of the Lord. Change your vision completely. Don't have any vision in this life except to serve God with joyfulness and gladness. Don't have any vision in this world. If anybody, what is your vision? That means my vision is to serve God. That's all. Surprise the world with a new vision. I said, surprise the world with a new vision. Yes. Yes. With joyfulness. With glad. You know, one day, my cousin came to Ghana. He had not been around for some time. And he said, you know, you make ministry exciting. I said, me? I make ministry because I have no plan of making it exciting. I am excited. I am happy that I am serving God. I am already excited and very happy that I'm serving God. It's something exciting to me. I am excited. I'm not trying to make something exciting. He said, you make it exciting like a very nice thing. Yeah, but I am very, very excited and happy to be serving God with joyfulness and with gladness of my heart for the abundance of all things. Surprise the world with your new vision. When somebody asks you, so what are you? Just surprise them, me, my vision. And they'll be surprised that you are getting richer and richer every day. When you say, me, as for me, I just want to serve God. This is what I'm here for. This is all I'm here for. I'm here for the service of God. Yes. Surprise the world. All of you lawyers, bankers, businessmen, pastors, everybody, surprise the world with your vision. Your vision is clear. He says in Deuteronomy, he says, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness. You see, it is how you do it. And with gladness of heart. For the abundance of all things. That's why today I have the abundance of all things. I'm experiencing the abundance of all things. There is nothing that I need. I am actually happy when I need something. Just now my glasses got broken and I was just rejoicing that I have something to buy because I don't have anything to buy. It's a joy to me that something is bought so that I have something to buy. Receive that super blessing in the name of Jesus. Many times I'll be walking through airports and I'll see the things that they are selling. I say, all these things, I don't need any of them. Oh Lord, when will I need something? I don't need all these things. All the things they are selling, I don't need any. I don't need them. For the abundance, he has given me the abundance, and I prophesy, you shall have the abundance of all things, 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 all things. Ladies, ladies, are there ladies here? You be in your house and the blender will be spoiled. When the blender is spoiled, you start rejoicing and say, wow, I have something to buy at last. I have something to buy. Some of you, when the blender or something gets spoiled, you see how you are shouting at the house, help. you'll be talking, I mean, as if the person is a villager. He doesn't know the difference between on and off. And the blender is also, she has poured it, but you are cursing her, shouting, speaking words. She begs. Begin to prosper and start rejoicing when things get spoiled. The other day, I was driving my old car. When I pressed the brake, instead of the brake to brake, the brake went down. And I said in my spirit, a new car has come in the name of Jesus. Within 1 hour, I was in a new car. Receive the blessings of new things in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. Why? For the abundance of all things. No. We are going to serve the Lord. Sit down, otherwise you go through the ceiling. Please. I know what I'm saying. Are you ready for some magic? Revelation chapter 4. Verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor. Are you seeing it? For thou hast created all things, including you, including me. I'm created. Look at my color, look at my height, look at my face, look at your face, look at your hair, look at your nose. You are created. Look at your grades in school. Everything. God has created you. Some of you can't do maths at all. Some of you, you can't understand science at all. You have been created that way. You are created as an art student. Stop fighting the way you were created. Yes. Stop fighting it. You are created as an art student. That's who you are. No. Because me, when I see a question which says, the French Revolution was caused by a lack of bread. Discuss. When I see such a question, I something within me rises up against the subject. Because I don't want to discuss something which my life depends on. An exam I'm doing, I don't see why it should be a discussion. There must be things that are true and things that are false. Clearly, this is the fact, this is the fact, this is the fact. And I'm passing. But not that I'm now coming to do a discussion where my life is at a crossroads. What are you talking about? I don't need discussions at a crossroad of my life. I'm doing O level, A level now. I'm now doing the discussion. What is DYDX? Yes. X to the third power minus 2x squared minus x minus 10. What is DYDX? DYDX is 3x. And I can give you the explanation. Amen. Quadratic equations, and then we discuss it. Yes. Anyway, Revelation 4:11. Thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. That's why I struggle to sack people. Because I know that everybody has something they can do. Once you have a good attitude, there's something for you. Yes. But only that we haven't found what is good for you. Yes. There is something you are very good at. Yes. And when we find yours, you'll be surprised. Yeah. It's only when there is a negative attitude, then it's like you have to go. Beautiful. Now, the rest of the message is more or less prophetic blessings for your life. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. According, are you listening? I want you to watch it. It's like magic. You can't even believe that it's true. According as his divine power has given us all things. Now that shows you that power is what gives you all things. Power is what gives you a car. You may think it's your hard work that gives you a car, or your hard work that gives you money, or your hard work that gives you many things, a wife. But he says, divine power has given us things. Divine power gives us all things that pertain to life. What pertains to life? Jobs pertain to life. Cars pertain to life. Wives and husbands pertain to life. Visas pertain to life. Passing of examinations pertains to life. Houses pertain to life. New kitchen cabinets pertain to life. Air conditioners pertain to life. Carpets pertain to life. Whatever pertains to life. Money in your bank account. Dollars and euros pertain to this life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And how do you get the things that pertain to this life through divine power? And then also that pertain to godliness. Now maybe you have been punctured before and tasted homosexual feelings, and it's making you feel, maybe am I a homosexual? You are not. You know? But a spirit has weakened you. You see, when an anaconda or a python spirit is squeezing you, its muscles weaken you. And there are some evil spirits that are snakes, and they squeeze you to weaken you and to take your life out. But so it's like you almost like, I can't be normal. But today, by the divine power, you are receiving power to be godly in the name of Jesus. Yes, his divine power has given you all things that can help you to be godly. Amen. Maybe you were sleeping with 1,000 girls before you married. So now you don't know how to relate with a girl without sleeping with her. Today, receive power from above to be able to relate with a woman without sleeping with her, in the name of Jesus. Godliness. Some of you cannot pray. Receive power. Receive power. Receive power. You know, one day I went to Korea, and the first time I went to Korea, I sat by Yonggi Cho. And the last time I was there, they also asked me to come and sit by him. But that was the day that he spoke about praying in the night. I believe I received an impartation. Yeah. Because all through my life, I couldn't wake up to pray. I pray in the day, but not in the night. But now it's like magic. You would think that somebody, an angel came to hold me. I tell you, you would think that an angel came to hold me, to lift me up. Receive the power to be a godly person and to pray in the name of Jesus. Makaya bala bashana. Some of you read the Bible, you don't even like the Bible much. But from today, divine power is making you a godly person in the name of Jesus. Sit down, because you may fly. You may start flying and then people will think that something else is happening here. Shaka bayandala baba. According as his divine power has given us all things. Now I like that, because many people think that money comes by hard work. But he's saying here that power is giving us all the things that we need. Power, divine power is actually what is bringing it. So we are here by divine. You see, divine power has made us have these buildings. Yes. It's a power. It's not just power. Divine power. Now, I'm coming to the visions of God. This was this on the way to the visions of God. Look at it. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory. You see, you are created by God to be glorious and to have virtue. That's your calling. Those of you who have any other vision, I am telling you the vision. Your calling is to glory. Look at it. He has called us to glory, beauty. Therefore, anything in your life that causes shame or disgrace or reproach, today is the last day of that thing in Jesus' name. Whatever is not beautiful in your life and not glorious in your life, I curse it to wither and to die in the name of Jesus. Look at it. This is God, the visions of God for you. Glory. You are called. This is the visions of God. See it and set your heart on it. You are called to glory. Glory. Your life is going to be nice. Your life is going to be beautiful. Your life is going to be beautiful. Glory. 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 And virtue. 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 This is the visions of God for your life. And this is the vision of God for Kodesh Family Church. Not perishing. Not perishing. But beauty. I see in the visions of God. Kodesh, Lagos, you can see. I don't mean a small church. I mean a mega church like this. I see the visions of God. Freetown. I see standing there, Kodesh. People will come and land at the airport and say, take me to the Kodesh. In Freetown, take me to the Kodesh. Take me to the Kodesh. I see in Cotonou. Beauty. Cotonou. I see there, standing there. And people will say, what is this? Is it United Nations? Is it World Health Organization? Is it UNHCR? High Commission for Refugees? He has called Kodesh Family Church to glory, beauty. You'll be sitting on Emirates to Abidjan. When you arrive in Abidjan, you say, take me to the Kodesh in Abidjan. Some of you will be speaking French and your children will be speaking French. Oh, I like the visions of God. Ezekiel 40 verse 4. Ezekiel 40 verse 4. It says, son of man, set your heart upon all that I shall show thee. Set your heart upon all that I shall show thee. Yes. It must possess you. It must possess you. It must possess you. Set thine heart on the visions of God. Shabakaya. Set your heart on the visions of God.
Yes.
Not my personal. What again do I need in this life? And you see, that is even what makes a person rich. All the things I don't need, those are the things I have. Plenty. I can't use them. I can't sit on all the toilets. I have mattresses with nobody sleeping on them. Yes. You will not lack.
Amen.
Receive it.
I receive it.
You will not lack.
Amen.
Yes. What a blessing. He has called you. And he has called us. So let us set our heart on it. Romans 8, 29. Romans 8, 29. Kabaya Basha. For whom he foreknow, he did foreknow. He knows already. Eh? He knows everything already. You'll be surprised about how much he knows. He foreknow. Anyone who thinks God is now knowing, you are new. God has foreknown already. There is nothing shocking to it. We are the ones surprised. Anything that has surprised you, it is you who are surprised, but God has never been surprised. You are surprised, but God is not surprised. Whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image or the picture of his son. Eh? That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, what was Jesus? Jesus was a savior, a healer, a rescuer of the world. And Obadiah, verse 21. Obadiah. Magic in the Bible. Look at Obadiah. It says, and saviors This is a prophecy of you. Saviors shall come upon Mount Zion. You see, we are predestined to be among, Jesus is the first among many saviors, many brethren who are also, he is a savior, and we are saviors, brothers, fellow saviors. A savior shall come upon Mount Zion to judge. Anytime you see Mount Zion, you are seeing the church. To judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Hallelujah. So, Romans 8:29 is telling us whom he did foreknow. He knew. He has destined that you would be made like Jesus. You are a type of savior. Because I didn't write the Bible. It's a prophecy that saviors shall come on Mount Zion. That he will be the first among many. So when we get to heaven, is going to be the first among many people who save people and help people. And the Kodesh Family Church. It's a church of saviors. Verse 30. Are you enjoying the magic? Moreover, those whom he did predestinate. Huh? Now, what everybody say predestination.
Predestination.
Now, look at Psalm 100, verse 3. Quickly, go to Psalm 100, verse 3. Look at it. It says, know ye that it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. So, he has made us and pre-planned us in a certain way. I tell you, he's pre-planned us. Pre-planned, and he's packaged us in a very wild way. You have to believe it. Please stop thinking naturally. When people were angry and they were discussing Jesus and they were saying we're leaving, Jesus just said, God has not drawn them. So actually what is happening is that God is not drawing you. So start thinking spiritually about everything. When Jesus came and ministered and they didn't receive him, he said, you did not know the hour of your visitation. So when you see a man of God in your life, see it as a visitation. That's how, just think of it that God has visited me. That's all. It's not that, oh, I met a pastor so and so. No, it's a visitation. It's a visitation. It's a visitation. Romans 8 verse 30. Beautiful. And moreover, whom he did predestinate. Huh? Then he also called. And he's called us. To what? To shame? No. To glory. To virtue. Strength. God has not, I heard it that the host say this years ago. God did not call us to demote us. Idahosa. He said, God did not call to demote you or bring you down or lower you. God did not call you to lower you or demote you. God does not call you to reduce you. I heard those words from Idahosa, and it is true. God does not call you to demote you or reduce you or shame you or bring you lower than you were before you were saved. He called you to glory and to virtue. Shaka bayandala bayandala. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And he called, he justified. How many sometimes feel bad about your life? Eh? How many feel bad sometimes? Like, Charlie, you haven't really done the right things. Raise your hand if you haven't done really the right things. It's all of us. Some have done more not right than others, but Charlie, it still amounts to the same thing. Yeah. I mean, the Bible says whoever has broken the law in one place has broken all. So you just have to sin once and you have done all. Kabayabashan. He justified. And whom he justified, he glorified. So God has called Kodesh family churches. 100 people will go to Abidjan. 100 will go to Cotonou. 100 will go to Freetown. 100 will go to Nigeria. 100 will be going all over the places. We are going to send money. Money. All our money. We'll send it. And build. Yes. People will wonder, where are you guys from? Yes. It is going to be glorious. Proverbs 29, I'm closing. Verse 18. Are you enjoying the magic? Tomorrow is the closing magic. Where there is no vision, it's not works at all. And I'm glad I have a vision. Someone said, what is your vision? Your vision to do this, please. Serve the Lord. Huh? He says, happy is he that keepeth the law. The law. The word. His word to you. His commandments to you. You will be happy. When you follow what he says, you will be a happy man. Happy is he that keepeth the law. Happy is he. Deuteronomy 28, verse 47. Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. How many are going to follow this vision to serve the Lord with gladness? Stand to your feet. Now, lift your hands and close your eyes. But see, when you close your eyes, look into the spirit and see the visions of God. God's will for your life. The visions of God. God's will for your life. To serve him with joyfulness, with gladness. With great joy. To build his church. As though we are building a personal mansion or a personal palace. As if you will live in it. Huh. As if you own it. Thank you for your blessing, Father, which art in heaven. Thanks for your blessing. Oh, we love you. Thank you. Thank you for the vision you've given us. The vision of serving you with joy, with joyfulness, with gladness. Mash cables, capash case, capos, calaba, shapasa, bandala baba, pale basato lava, bandala baka baraba, me calama shandola masandele baraba, aloma ramana mashandele beke baradala baba, loma mama mashatala bandala bandala baba, dale rebo bobo raba baba baba baraba dale bole. Ha la 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 la. Yambo ra mandala mande bora la mandele bele 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 bele. Oh ya mandola mara manda shandala baka bala bala. Oh ra ba 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 ra mandala bala bala bala. Lambo ra mandare 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 bo shandale bele bele bele. Ha ra mandala mashandola baka bala dali bo bolo de bele bele. Alle rabala bala 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God. Father, I thank you for the blessing of what you've done for us. Thank you for calling us to glory and to virtue. Thank you for having a pre-prepared plan for us before we came. Thank you that we can walk in this plan, trust you, and that by following these wonderful visions, we will see happiness that we've never seen by trying to do other things. We want to give ourselves by lifting our hands to you now, to the law of God, the commands and the visions of God, to serve you to the last moment of our breathing lives, to build your house, to serve you, Lord, with joyfulness, with gladness of heart, to build the church as if we own it, to furnish the church as if it's our personal palace, to make the church nicer than our own houses, to live for you, to build churches everywhere there are souls who need God. Thank you, Father, for your great call. Now, Lord, I see the heavens opened, and I see your angels descending with abundance of gifts, abundance of provisions, an abundance of supplies. We receive them, Lord. We receive gifts. We receive supplies. We receive help. We receive super abundance of all things, that we might fulfill your glorious purpose in our lives. Thank you, Father, for the great work you have done in our lives, in Jesus' name, and in the Kodesh family of churches. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Now, every head bowed for a moment, and every eye closed. If you are here today and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, maybe somebody invited you to church, please come forward. Lift your hands up, and I want to pray with you. Maybe somebody invited you, but you want to give your life to Jesus tonight. I want to pray with you to give your life to God. Pastor, pray with me. I need Jesus Christ as my Savior. If you are here like that, lift your right hand like this, and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up high. Pastor, pray with me. I need God. I need Jesus. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. Come, come. Come from where you are. Come. I want to pray with you. God bless you.
Giving your life today.
Come unto Jesus. Stand right here, my dear. Let him have his way. Come unto Jesus. Give him your life today.
Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus.
Let him have his way.
Let him have his way.
Lift your hands in front here, and everybody join. Say, Lord Jesus, Say it out loud. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. Please wash away my sins. Make me a new person. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus, from all my wicked ways. I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.